بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the hadith that we read and that we are busy reading, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised us of three major aspects of our deen. With regard to that, there is a further commentary on the hadith. This hadith has few words, but its meaning is profound and far-reaching. That was the hadith when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us of three basic matters. The one was of the meditating of the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and that part of the hadith is relevant to the chapter that we try and develop that consciousness that Allah is present with me all the time. And at least this, that we realize that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. The second part of it is that we are all humans, we all err, and we make mistakes and we commit gunas also. Whenever we commit a guna, to do some good deed and cover up, by that guna gets covered up, gets forgiven. And the third is with regard to good character. So with regard to the first aspect of the hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the latter sent him to Yemen towards the end of his life. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, towards the end of his life, sent him as the governor of Yemen to be in charge of that area. And on the way, and very, very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him parting advices, in which was also that he said, perhaps we will not meet after this. And that weighed very heavy on the heart of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu naturally. And amongst that parting advices was this advice also, that this hadith reinforces three basic concepts of Islam. Firstly, we are reminded to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala at all times and in all places. That is a thing that we have to work towards developing. And the best of that to realize and to develop that is through Salat, 5 times Salat. When we start from the beginning of Salat, when we raise our hands and we say Allahu Akbar, it is as though like a person surrenders when he is being caught by the enemy, and he lifts his hands up, he surrenders. So we are surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. If we make our namaz with a little bit of thought, this namaz will bring us that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So we are raising our hands and saying that I surrender myself to you. My body physically also, and then namaz is such the most perfect form of ibadat that a person then in that surrender goes further and he bows down to Allah. Now he has surrendered even further. And then he goes into sajda. Now he is totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. And sajda, there are twice. It's 2 sajdas for every rakah. So in other words, that surrender, which is the highest form, is emphasized. It is done 2 times. And as it is narrated, a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala when he is in sajda. In other words, when he has totally surrendered himself, then he is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So, but unfortunately, our namaz has become more like a ritual, like an exercise. So it is necessary that we have to work on our namazes. And this namaz will make us realize this conscience of Allah Ta'ala, and 5 times a day we are reminded. Our motor car needs servicing perhaps every 6 months, every 15,000, 20,000 kilometers. But we need servicing 5 times a day. That we come to the masjid to get serviced again and be reminded of the purpose of our object of our lives here in this world. And then more beautiful our namaz is that we don't only raise our hands and we surrender ourselves, but the most greatest words we say at that time, Allahu Akbar. I am surrendering myself to the greatest being, to Allah Ta'ala. And that we are reminded continuously. And if that reality to any extent was in our lives, we won't be surrendering to any authority, any government's laws, when they are against the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately we are making namaz, but we are not aware that we are surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. And just any announcement that is made, then we surrender to that. And we do all our things according to what we are told by the authorities, by the government. But what Allah Ta'ala said, we forget completely that we are surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. So at that time we realize the greatness of Allah and also the greatness of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. When we say Allahu Akbar, there are two things we realize, and we surrender to the greatest being, the only being in whose control everything is. We are in his control, the governments are in his control. Everyone is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So we are surrendering to him, and his command is the greatest command. It supersedes all other commandments. Whatever anyone, what even a husband tells his wife, Allah's command supersedes that. What a boss tells his worker, Allah's command supersedes that. So it comes clearly, there is no obedience for the creation in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah's command is there, we cannot disobey the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. So namaz was the greatest thing in order to achieve this. And the second thing that is mentioned to achieve this is the dhikr of Allah. If we do dhikrullah regularly as it's supposed to be done, reasonably, this will also bring this conscience of Allah Ta'ala, and we'll be aware of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And then of course the rest of deen as well. So Allah give us tawfiq that our namaz, not only that we perform it, but the purpose for which it is performed, how it is to be performed, we become conscious of making our namazes correctly, and for that to bring that to be regular with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And even if we just do the three tasbihat, the third kalima, durood sharif and istighfar, we read each one 100 times, this will also go a very, very, very long way in order to bring that conscience of Allah Ta'ala. And the minute a person is in the presence of Allah, he is like he's in Jannat already. The enjoyment that he gets, the pleasure that he gets to be with Allah Ta'ala is the greatest thing. And when we don't do that, then unfortunately the evil of this dunya we start enjoying. We start enjoying so many haram things. When we did not find Allah, it doesn't remain a vacuum, but then Allah as a punishment puts the enjoyment of gunas in our hearts. The enjoyment of useless, waste of time things, all those things become very enjoyable to us. So much so that the month of Ramadan, which is a month of the great remembrance of Allah, but our minds are more in food in Ramadan. Whereas Ramadan was to abstain from food, but our minds are more in food. And we are already preparing from now for all the food of Ramadan. Because we are not preparing for the spiritual aspect of Ramadan, so now all the things we are like, being gluttonous and just worried about food, we are now worried about the food of Ramadan, and the housewives are so busy already preparing all the foodstuffs for Ramadan. May Allah guide us towards the righteous thing, and our lives are short, and they are not to pass it in this worldly things, but to prepare for that eternal life, to find Allah and be with Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.